The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
But first, we go back to, we were hearing about the shenanigans around education there on the news. And I know that there are a lot of people very personally invested in the story of the schools. And there's 1 week of homeschooling down. So depending on who you listen to, people are saying, oh, you know, it's much harder this time because they're having to move on with the curriculum more and there's homework and everything. And some people saying, oh, we're focusing on mental, physical health and keeping it ticking over and whatever. So we're told that there's only going to be 2 more weeks of it. But anyway, remember in lockdown one, we used to feature audio diaries from a variety of people and how they were kind of coping through everything. And one of them was Claire Mix, who's a Dublin mum of three. And she was juggling homeschooling and she and her husband both working from home. And she still is, and she is again now. So we asked her to do another audio diary for us this time around. This is very good. Listen to this.
So it's 11:46 on homeschooling the return. I have escaped into the utility room to record this and to stay sane. Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, I can't get into it. Mom, what do I do with this? Punctuated by fights. It's just overwhelming. I've stuck on Homeschool Hub in the background. Hopefully some of the knowledge there will subliminally seep into their little brains. A little bit of homework done. A lot of screaming, a lot of roaring. A couple of spilled cups of tea. So Daddy just uploaded 11 pages. 11. From my 9-year-old's work. There's a lot of argy-bargy in there. We have a high demand for laptops this morning because we have the video calls on Zoom. We have Seesaw on for the other kid to do their homework. Never was an app more appropriately named. They're up, they're down. And we have the two of us trying to work at the same time. So it's just like technology overload.
Are you excited?
Mom, I know what you're doing.
Snared. So they just had their second class Zoom call and it was just so cute. So delighted to engage with each other. So that's the one good thing about this whole lockdown gnarl. It just means they absolutely appreciate school. Lash and rain, but I don't care. I've come out to get out of the house. I heard on the radio the other day, there was some statistic that I think 40% of people said that they felt their mental health had deteriorated within 2020. And yeah, I would definitely say I fall into that category. I don't see how you can be locked up for as long as we were and have your kids 24/7 and have that level of negativity spewed at you constantly. It has to impact your mental health. Ooh, Kerry Reg coming up to the Garda checkpoint. I wouldn't want to be that punter this morning. Two things to love about selection boxes. Number one, their best before dates are actually remarkably tight. They all have to be eaten by the 31st of March. So, you know, other thing I love about them is the fact that they force you down adventurous culinary avenues. Like, I can't remember the last time I ate a double decker, but actually they're remarkably nice.
Basin.
Preparation for a spelling test tomorrow.
Primary school children with special needs.
That's pretty good. Leo Bradker saying that schools are definitely going to be open from the 1st of February. I'm not convinced, but it's kind of heartening. It's 7:10 at night. How are they not tired? How are they not as tired as I am? Cornflakes at 10:30 at night. It's all about the comfort food at the moment. I'm going to have a whole lot of comfort. A
around my big wobbly waist at the end of all this.
So it's 11:15 p.m. and my 9-year-old is still awake and has been trying to sleep for the last 2 hours, to be fair to her. And they have no proper routine or structure. And she's just out of sorts, like us all.
The schools being shut is really, really hard on the kids. This is completely different to last time. The novelty is gone for them. There were no shrieks of delight this time when I told them they weren't going back. When I try and reassure them that it's only for a few weeks, they look at me skeptically. I think because they're a wee bit depressed, it's really hard on them.
Mom, mom. Mom, I think we can all identify with a lot of elements of Claire Mix's audio diary there. Mom, mom. Of course, Leo and Carrie, a teacher, right? Now parents have an inkling of what teaching actually entails. Imagine having 30 kids all looking for attention. Leo, I think we dealt with this in the first lockdown. We all said we take it all back. Anything we said about teachers in the last 100 years, we are sorry and we all understand now, and we will bring them back and hand them over to you with humility and gratitude, okay?